pride, that ancient sin, creeps into our hearts like a serpent. When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 2. In the quiet chambers of every Christian's heart, a battle rages, a struggle as old as humanity itself. It is the battle between pride and humility, between the exaltation of self and the surrender to God. Let us peruse the scriptures as we contemplate the dangers of pride and the virtues of humility. Pride, that ancient sin, creeps into our hearts like a serpent, whispering lies of self-sufficiency and self-importance. It blinds us to our own faults and leads us down the path of destruction. Pride is an ugly mother sin, which gives birth to a whole family of horrid sins. Pride is the most deceitful sin. When pride reigns in the heart, it exalts the creature above the Creator, seeking its own glory rather than God's. But oh, the beauty of genuine humility! Humility is the most lovely grace, and it is the mark of a soul surrendered to God. Humility is a sense of our own sinfulness and weakness, combined with a quiet confidence in God's sovereignty and sufficiency. Humility is thought to be the chief virtue, for it is the gateway to wisdom and grace. With humility comes the fear of the Lord, the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One. Consider the example of Christ, the humble King who stooped down to wash his disciples' feet. In his humility, he demonstrated the true nature of greatness, not in power or prestige, but in service and self-sacrifice. We should strive to imitate Jesus in all things, including his humbleness. He commands us, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart." Matthew chapter 11, verse 29. Let us then heed the wisdom and the counsel of Scripture. Let us crucify the prideful desires of the flesh and clothe ourselves with humility that we may walk in wisdom and grace.